This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I always enjoy our conversations with Trayton Holmes.
Me too. I'm excited. We've got a new member of the Trayton staff in studio today.
And I always look forward to our initiation.
Or new to us, yes.
Yes. But gosh, can it get any hotter?
I don't think so. I'm over it. I'm going to move to Alaska.
I think that's a good plan. I'm tired of living on the surface of the sun. So let's get to it. We have a fun show today. Say hello to Josh Hilscher. He's a return guest. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Trayton Homes. Josh, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Carrie Peake, a new homes specialist with Trayton Homes. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Carrie, we'll start with you real quickly. Inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
I'm a native Atlantan. I've been in new homes for about 13 years, four of which I've been with Trayton Homes.
Outstanding. We're on a streak today.
We've got a lot of native Atlantans. Are you going to keep that streak going, Josh?
No. All right. Well, Josh, give us the rundown on you and your background.
Well, I'm not a native Atlantan. I've been in Atlanta about 7 years. I've been in real estate about 15, all in new home sales, and been with Trayton about 5 years now.
Wow. I didn't realize you'd only been in Atlanta 7 years. We'll have to catch up on that on the break.
So I guess it may be 8 years now.
Yeah,
now
eight
I think
years.
Almost eight. Yeah.
Well, okay. Now you qualify as native, though.
Almost. Right.
Yeah, you're almost native. Well, tell us a little bit more about Trayton Homes.
Well, Trayton, we've been in business for 43 years this year, and we've really been able to stand the test of time. We build houses all over metro area Atlanta, and we've really been growing lately. We've got not only new neighborhoods all across the metro Atlanta area, but we've also got neighborhoods that we've spread into Charlotte, North Carolina also.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Josh, we're halfway through 2015. I cannot freaking believe that. How's the year going for Trayton so far?
So far, it's going fantastic. All of our growth has really meant that we're selling more houses than we ever have. We've got more neighborhoods on the ground than we ever have. And, you know, just starting a new division in a new city is always exciting.
Yeah, especially you've got NASCAR there.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Trayton's name on a car?
Maybe in the future. That may be a little farther out. That's 2016, I think.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't it be cool?
Well, you mentioned some of these neighborhoods, guys, so let's get into that a little bit. Carrie, walk us through Reserve at Old Atlanta.
We are so thrilled to have just opened up the Reserve at Old Atlanta. It's such an awesome opportunity, not only for us, but all of our buyers that are looking to purchase in the Lambert High School District, which we know that's one of the top school districts in Forsyth. It's going to be amazing. We're coming out of the ground with the most amazing amenities that none of our competitors can touch. So we are super excited about that.
Well, tell us more about that. I have to ask. Tell us more about
those. Our home buyers can actually walk right out of their doorstep onto 36 acres of open green space.
Wow.
So they have walking trails.
That's great.
Our amenity package just supersedes anybody else in that area. So we're very excited about that.
Carol, there are two trends on this show I've noticed the last quarter. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it's the green space. We're starting to see more and more of that. And I think it's a great sign that the market's wanting that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very exciting. And then the high-rise living in town.
And it's just all luxury and being able to walk places. And it's nice to see it coming back because, you know, really during the downturn, nobody was doing amenities and everyone was just kind of scraping by to, you know,
we were trying to
sell
squeeze
homes and
put a house on every square inch of the land that we bought.
Yeah. Squeeze every little,
squeeze,
you know,
every
little dollar
out
and drop out you could because it was just hard. So it's nice that the market's coming back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So we're located in South Forsyth, sitting on 100 acres of land, gated community.
Wow.
We'll have two lighted tennis courts, a clubhouse, junior Olympic swimming pool, kids pool with a water feature, playground. And as I mentioned, the walking trails are going to be very important.
Those walking trails are great.
So, so what are the homes like there?
Our homes are actually going to be featured with three-sided architectural detail, side entry garages, gourmet kitchens, including granite countertops, 42-inch maple stained cabinetry, hardwood floors throughout the main, just beautiful, beautiful features.
So where do I sign?
Well, we can sign right here. I actually have a contract for you right here.
I bet you do.
You better be careful, Todd.
All right. So, Josh, Vinings Park East.
That is another one that we're really excited about. We've just opened it this month, and it's a townhome neighborhood that's right behind Cumberland Mall, if that gives you an idea.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We're from the high 300s. We start in the 390s, and we've got a really wide square foot range for the townhome buyer. So we've got from about 2,200 square foot, and some of our units are as big as 4,000 square foot.
Wow.
Wow.
And all of them have the ability to have an elevator, which is very appealing, and it's a really unique thing for townhomes in the area to have an elevator, because a lot of people are wanting to get in town that may be downsizing, don't want the big yard, don't want the big house anymore, but townhomes just don't work for them because they don't want the stairs either. Well, that solves the problem for them. And so, like I said, we just started this month, and we've had an overwhelming response, larger than we thought we ever would. It's been fantastic.
Location again, so by Cumberland Mall, right?
It's by Cumberland Mall. It's basically on Cumberland Drive and Acres Mill.
Okay. So in a few years, you're going to be able to walk to a ballpark.
Very close to the new Braves Stadium. Yes.
So that's going to be, I don't know. I might not do your deal anymore because I might be walking distance to the ballpark.
It's really a great location because down at the end of the street, there's a small walking path that'll take you right into the backside of Vinings. And if you go up the street the other way, you could walk into the new ballpark. I mean, it really is located in the heart of everything.
That is a great location.
I like that idea.
I mean, we can sell you two. We have two contracts today.
That's right.
You don't want it.
Well, I need the in-town location. And then,
you need both, right.
You need OTP and that's right. Whatever it is. ITP.
I've graduated to being an ITP snob. All right. Josh and Carrie will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Josh Hilscher and Carrie Peek with Trayton Homes.
So let's talk about some of the other new communities that you've opened this year.
Well, McLean's Crossing is another exciting community that we opened up. It's an intimate enclave of only 10 homes located right in Roswell, but in Cobb County.
Nice.
So the home buyers get to enjoy the low Cobb County taxes, which is wonderful. I have to believe that this was probably one of Trayton Homes' fastest selling communities of any that I've known. We sold 7 homes in 1 week.
Wow.
Yes. So that was very, very
And there's only,
exciting.
Did you say there's only 10 of them?
So we've got 2 homes remaining.
Wow.
Starting from the 680s. So we're very, very excited.
Super exciting.
So many wonderful things about this community. As I mentioned, the low Cobb County taxes, plus the school district. You've got the top East Cobb schools from Tritt Elementary. You've got Hightower Trail and Pope High School.
That is a good district. No doubt about it. Josh, Lockshire, am I saying that right?
You are.
Tell us about that one.
Lockshire is actually one of our longest running neighborhoods that we sold through all of our initial lots, and we've just recently developed a new phase of Lockshire, about 45 houses. And this one is in Ackworth, just off of Wade Green Road. We start in the high 200s, so about in the 290s. And the houses are really great. They run from about 3,000 to 3,800 square foot. A really nice finishes on the inside. The neighborhood has a fantastic amenity with a pool and tennis courts. I mean, it really is. It's a fantastic family neighborhood. It offers everything.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great, Josh. Carol, I got to tell you that that square footage at that price point is pretty impressive.
It's a great area, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually visited Lockshire. It's one of my favorite Trayton communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can sign you up there, too, as well. It sounds like we've had a fantastic day today. We
sold 3 houses.
Three houses.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
2 houses and a weekend getaway.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
All right. Well, it's been an expensive episode for us.
A very, very good one.
So an expansion into Charlotte. Yes. That sounds very, very exciting. Tell us more about that, Josh.
Well, this has been about 2 years in the making, and we have just now gotten to the point where we're opening our first neighborhood. Now, about 2 years ago, we saw a really great opportunity to move into the Charlotte market and kind of started the process, started hiring the team. And now we're almost finished with our design center build out. And we are opening this week our first neighborhood, which is in Marvin. And if anybody knows anything about Marvin, it is the top rated high school in the area in Charlotte. And the neighborhood is actually adjacent to it. So we actually share a border with it. There'll be a walking trail from the neighborhood to the school. And we're very excited about it.
It's very exciting. I love Charlotte.
Oh, it's a great city.
It's a fantastic city.
We found that a lot of our plans and design features that we use here in Atlanta translate really well to Charlotte.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
It makes sense.
You know, one of the most surprising things is that basements are almost non-existent in Charlotte.
Really?
The topography allows for basements, but people just really prefer crawl spaces on their homes. So even home sites that we would normally fit a basement on perfectly, we have to make into a crawl space. So there's been a bit of a learning curve there, but
that's just bizarre. Why wouldn't you want a basement?
Why wouldn't you want a basement?
I want a basement with that terrace level living and that phenomenal outdoor, you know, fireplace and kitchen and all that.
A crawl space is almost as expensive as putting in a basement.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just do very little basements unless the lot is so severely sloped that we have to put in one.
That's crazy. That's interesting.
It is interesting. Other than that, how are the markets compare?
Very similar. Price points, Charlotte is slightly higher there. So there's probably, if I had to guess, about a 5 to 8% premium in Charlotte. Building houses is very similar. The same materials used on the outside, the same look and feel of the houses. It's just the crawl space versus basement that was kind of a learning curve for us. Because we do very few crawl spaces here in Atlanta.
No one builds anything on a crawl space in Atlanta anymore. Mm-hmm. Seems like that all happened in the 60s and 70s. Yep. Yeah, not so much anymore.
I don't want the hassle worrying about it.
No.
I've lived in some old homes here that had crawl spaces, and I had issues I had to deal with.
Well, we've got crawl spaces in Charlotte that have, you know, 8-9 foot crawl spaces that are just dirt on the bottom that would be a perfect basement, but they need to be crawl spaces.
Yeah, maybe they just don't want to worry about the space and the maintenance of it. Who knows?
I don't know.
Very interesting.
It's kind of perplexing.
It is very perplexing.
Well, less confusing to me is your new custom home building company. You want to tell us more about that?
Sure. About the same time as we started thinking about Charlotte, we also had a lot of opportunities that we were finding when searching for land for Trayton Homes, larger tracts of land. We were finding smaller 1 and 2 lot deals with, you know, maybe in town on teardown lots that just didn't fit into the Trayton mold. So we launched a custom home division. And really, this is to serve the $800 to $2 million price point. You know, we've built houses on Paces Ferry Road, in the River Club, out in Gwinnett, Inman Drive in town. A lot of teardown, really infill things that really don't fit the Trayton mold, but they're more of a custom feel. So we have a full-on custom division now.
That's exciting.
We'll build on your lot if you have have the land already, or we also find land and build homes on it.
So will you help the buyer if they have the land and they maybe have an idea of a plan? Will you work with them on architectural drawings?
Sure. Yeah, it is a full custom house drawing. We work with the architects, with the buyers, and kind of come up with a plan that works best for everybody. And then, you know, it really works well because we have our Trayton Homes very strong process that we can apply to the custom home division, which is usually not very processed. Takes a long time if you're buying from somebody that builds 1 or 2 houses a year. You've got to go over here to talk to the plumbing people, over here to talk to the flooring. And we can simplify a lot of that and still give you the full custom process without having to drive all over town.
Well, I imagine you also bring some cost savings to those custom homes because just by virtue of the number of homes you're building, you get discounts on, you know, lumber and building materials that the smaller custom home builders would never see.
You know, on the Nellie Poston side, we do a lot of very high-end finishes.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of cost savings between the two because we don't use them at Trayton. But
a
lot of the things like framing and foundation and concrete and those things, there's a lot of cost savings in that across the two divisions.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. It's going to be fun to talk about that in a year's time, see how that's rolled out.
I know.
And kind of market feedback you're getting.
We've got it. We've closed about 10 houses in there so far.
Phenomenal.
And that was
unbelievable.
And in less than a year?
In about a year.
In about a year. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And that exceeded our first year expectation. You know, whenever you launch something new like that, you don't really know how it's going to go. So it's going really well so far.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Very exciting. All right. Well, guys, I hate to say we're out of time. Carrie, I'll start with you. How can people contact you should they have questions? And if they want to learn more about, like, Reserve at Old Atlanta or McLean's Crossing?
They can go to our website at www.traytonhomes.com. That's T-R-A-T-O-N homes.com. And find out more information about our communities.
Okay. Well, Josh Hilscher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and Carrie Peek, New Home Specialist with Trayton Homes. Josh, Carrie, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Josh Hilscher and Carrie Peek, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.